I should like to take this opportunity to thank the Chamber of Commerce for inviting me to this ceremony. 15 years ago, I was asked if I would like to do the narration on the world's largest laser show. Well, sure, I said. Oh, and can you be a river? Well, yeah, I can give it a try. Which one? I don't do Russian rivers so well. It's the Columbia. And so began a 4-week recording session and project that has, over the last 15 years, played to millions of people, and it is still going strong. 70 years ago, in the second week of September 1933, incidentally, my birth date, the first stake was driven to begin work on the Grand Coulee Dam and the Columbia Basin Project. During the depths of the Depression years, it served to put thousands of people back to work, and it helped to give back to this country the sense that it could again do grand things in which, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, man and nature working together. Now, this project did not come about without great sacrifices. Many indigenous peoples lost their ancestral homes and their fishing grounds. Many workers and engineers lost their lives. And we, the beneficiaries of these sacrifices, must respect and honor them. This river has asked much from those who have lived and drawn their sustenance from her. She has, without hesitation, taken many lives, and indeed, at times, whole villages, and left little or no trace of them. Though she may seem tamed, she is still very much alive, and it is up to us who live alongside her and receive her bounty, however small it may seem, like the flick of a switch and a light comes on, or the loaf of bread we buy from Washington Wheat, or the fresh fruit that we get in our supermarkets. It is up to us, her children, to ensure that she remains alive and vibrant and healthy, and that she will continue to shower her bounty on our children and our children's children. Thank you.